With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana Governor Steve Bullock today issued a directive allowing counties to conduct an all-mail ballot general election in November. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
Bullock said during a press call, it's increasingly unlikely the coronavirus pandemic will subside enough by November to hold a traditional polling place election without serious risk to public health.
It only makes sense that we start preparing now to ensure that no Montanan will have to choose between their vote or their health.
County clerks and recorders asked Bullock to allow counties the option to hold an all-mail ballot election to avoid crowding and increased exposure to the virus. They said it may be difficult to secure polling places for a traditional election and that hundreds of election workers would sit out due to health concerns. County election officials made a similar request to conduct the June 2nd primary by mail. Bullock agreed and issued a similar directive then, and every county opted in. The all-mail ballot primary, the first in Montana history, saw record turnout 10% higher than the last presidential primary election. Bullock said mail ballots for the general election will go out October 9th. He said Montanans will still have the option to vote in person in all counties. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
A Canadian company says two people working on the Keystone XL oil pipeline have tested positive for the coronavirus in northern Montana, but work on the project will continue. Calgary-based TC Energy told Yellowstone Public Radio that the first pipeyard worker in Phillips County tested positive at a local clinic on July 28th. Testing on six close contacts found a second worker with the virus. Native American tribes and others along the pipeline's 1,200-mile route have raised concerns that workers could bring the virus into rural communities unable to handle an outbreak. Montana is planning to send up to $20 million of federal coronavirus relief dollars to its public universities to support reopening efforts this fall. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
State Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian said during a press call with Governor Steve Bullock, the university system will prioritize rapid testing, quarantining, and contact tracing of symptomatic individuals.
Our research and consultations have led to testing strategies that focus on trying to keep individual cases from turning into clusters and to try and keep clusters from turning into bigger outbreaks.
The commissioner didn't have an estimate as to how many students and faculty will be tested each day, though he said Montana State University will process results around the clock. Bullock says there needs to be a 2 to 3 day turnaround on test results. Christian said the university system is also working to boost testing capacity for asymptomatic people. He said testing is only one component of coronavirus safety and that students must also socially distance, wear masks, wash hands regularly, and self-screen daily. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
A wildfire 15 miles south-southwest of Miles City is spurring evacuations, according to the Bureau of Land Management Montana Dakotas. BLM spokesperson Al Nash says the Pumpkin Fire is 2,500 acres and is threatening 50 structures, including 16 primary residences. According to the City of Miles City Facebook page, Tongue River Road south of town is closed to emergency traffic only. The National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for Friday afternoon and night for north central, central, and part of northeast Montana because of an increased chance of lightning combined with gusty winds and low relative humidity. The service says lightning activity will increase today with thunderstorms, which will primarily be accompanied by localized wetting rain. But dry, windy conditions Friday could fan any holdover ignitions and cause them to spread rapidly. Stage 1 fire restrictions or county burn bans are in place for much of the state due to hot, dry weather conditions. Health officials in Cascade County say a third resident has died due to a COVID-19 outbreak at a long-term care facility in the area. The Cascade City County Health Department has not named the facility. Local and state health officials have continued to warn of the virus's threat to the elderly amid the recent surge in cases. According to the most recent state health department analysis from the end of July, people aged 60 and over accounted for more than 95% of the deaths in Montana from the virus. A federal office to investigate cold cases of missing and murdered Indigenous people opened in Billings today. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports the office is part of the Trump administration's Operation Lady Justice Task Force.
Montana is one of 7 states to get a cold case task force office aimed at solving the high number of cases involving missing and murdered Native American people. It's the latest step in slow-moving systematic change spurred by grassroots efforts in communities with significant Native American populations, like Billings. Missing and murdered Indigenous Peoples advocate Charlene Sleeper, who's Southern Cheyenne, Arapaho, and Crow, says she's thankful the office is available.
I'm hoping in the long term that it achieves some sort of healing for the families that have cold cases, and that it facilitates community healing, because we suffer from the grief at a level that we all feel it within our tribes.
She says she'd like to see the office connect with Native American communities to ensure open communication and sensitivity to the tribe's cultural differences. ACLU Indigenous Justice Organizer Angeline Cheek, who's Dakota Lakota of the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes of Montana, says it's important that the Cold Case Task Force office make local connections.
I hope that they're able to solve a lot of cases. But again, there are community leaders that have been doing this for a long time, and they need to be recognized, and they need to ask them to be, you know, to help.
According to Bureau of Indian Affairs spokesperson David Conrad, two BIA special agents will be assigned to the Billings office. He says they'll coordinate with state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies as needed to cover cases in the Rocky Mountain region. The other states chosen for office locations are Alaska, Arizona, Minnesota, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Tennessee. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
You're listening to Montana Public Radio.